Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So come back to that meeting yesterday of the Retail Forum. This is where the minister responsible for retail, Neil Richmond, called in all of the various, and I hate the word, stakeholders in retail to discuss the price of your grocery basket and mine. And they had, according to the journal.ie, they had an open and frank discussion. Now, someone told me a long time ago in my early days covering politics, if ever they tell you there was an open and frank discussion, it means there may well have been some F's thrown across the room. That's generally what it means. Afterwards, Minister Richmond said he had received assurances from retailers that where reductions in input costs filter through, consumers will benefit. The CCPC, the protection people, the consumer protection people, has also warned against price controls, which are available to the government under Section 62 of the Consumer Protection Act 2007, but the warning is not to do it. Leo Varadkar has told his parliamentary party prices must come down. They did abandon the idea to do price controls in Spain because of the knockback effect it would have on other retailers and retail and suppliers and all of that. In Greece, they are doing it. Different places, I guess. But a lot of people saying yesterday's meeting was really just a smokescreen to make it look like they're doing something. The price of bread has come down by 10 cents. Cost of milk went down last week. Dennis O'Callaghan is from the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association. We've talked many times, Dennis, about this and costs in the system and everything else besides. Did you think anything was going to come out of that meeting yesterday? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ, and thanks for having me on. Of course not. To me, yesterday was about ticking a box, because when you think about it, right, yesterday was about bringing retailers in and questioning them, but would you not think it fair that everyone in the circle should be at the table, in the sense of definitely the primary producer, and that's where I think the CPC really has lost it, because I have gone to the CPC in 2017. In their own words, I brought them a piece for a case of that, that they were missing. From that day to this, they have never dealt with it. So, and the last response I got from them was that they were having difficulty getting past a civil servant upstairs. Now, that was, to me, that was ridiculous, right? And going back to...
Who should have been at that meeting yesterday?
Well, in my opinion, right, we should have obviously the regulators, CPC... definitely have to be there, of course, the retailers themselves, but most definitely the primary producer.
Farmer.
Because you'd have to be a fool sitting at the table to say to yourself, just as you've read out there, a scoop of cream, 90 cents. There's farmers today, in the last couple of weeks, have experienced losses, whereby, as we're talking today, an average family farm is losing anything up to 700 a day against what they had this time last year.
Now, how come?
Well, milk has dropped. Like, milk is down to 40 cents and 45. They tell me in the coming weeks it'll be down to 35. Now, again, look... Per litre. Again, we were cattle and beef and so forth, but we have a lot of dairy people coming to us now with these stories, because they're getting no response from the mainstream organisation that's out there. And Look, I worked in retail, in the retail sector, for the best part of 40 years. And there's a very simple way of describing what they do. And it's this. We were under the illusion that they've made a fortune out of meat and vegetables and milk and bread and all that. In actual fact, they wouldn't. But what they've done is, they've used this as a doormat, is what I call it, but we put it another way. They tease people in with the prices, 40% off that, 30% off this, right? But before you know it, there's a feel-good factor inside in the shop. You're saying, oh, well, look, I have the shopping done for so much today. Yeah. And they see something on a shelf. And I'll give you an example.
That's the science
a pack
of
the razor blades that cost €1 in China, €10, or €9.99. And that's where these people make their profits. Now, in the last couple of years, the basics have creeped up, right, in price. The products that they're selling where they really make the money, because there's less disposable income, they've been losing their big time. Because people just haven't the money to go to buy this thing. And they have, in the last number of months, I'm told, gone back to processors and said to the milk people and the bread people and all this, that this is what you get for your bread because we have to make profit on the products that we sell. And this is what's happening. But do you not find it extraordinary that last week we had, when they came out and said milk was dropping, they all dropped the price together the following morning. Now, come here, the same thing with the bread today.
Well, if one goes, they'll all go. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, but hold on. They never all go together.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
They never all go together.
No, one will always lead.
Which within a day. They might follow suit within a day or even in the wrong...
Well, you said they all go together, they're operating the cartel.
Yes. No, you put your finger on it. That's exactly what's happening.
It's illegal for them all to go together. But they can follow each other quite legally.
But you see, these people, PJ, have got to a point where they really think they're above the law. And I have had meetings with these people, and I've been told in uncertain terms what they're capable of. That's a fact.
Think, Dennis, about, and I appreciate the milk and the meat, like somewhere between your member's farm, where the meat is sold, the beast is sold, to the shelf in the supermarket where I buy it for my dinner. There's a few players in that road, and everyone has to take their slice, and I fully appreciate that. But you're saying that, like, the bread has gone down now, the milk went down last week, your prices for the milk at your point in the chain is also gone down.
It's gone down, yes, exactly. The milk has gone back. Look, as I said, there's people, this time last year, were getting 60 or 65 cents a litre for their milk. Now they're down to... They're 45 maybe, close even 40, some of them. It all depends on what kind of a farm you have and so forth, right? And maybe how good you're at your job.
So gone from 60 cents to 40 cents, that's down a third.
Yes. Now, can I put it to you this way? If there was any other walk of life out there at the moment, or any other sector that was down a third of their wages, where do you think we'd be? What do you think we'd be talking about this morning? We'd be talking about people out in the streets roaring and shouting because they can't survive. Yes, people on family farms who are really struggling to try to keep the family farm as we know it, right? We have a huge amount of pressure on people to go into commercial farming, where you have people with 400 and 500 cows. But if we want to keep rural Ireland alive, we need to keep rural farms alive with them. Yeah. But how can you survive on something that where at the moment the cost of a litre of milk to produce it is running at close on 40 cents. So anything less than 40 cents, you're losing money.
Right.
So your profit has been wiped. Their profits going for this year are already wiped. And when you hear of a scoop of cream for 90 cents, and I can give you, or some other farmer can give you a litre of whole milk for 40 cents. Now, come here, like.
Yes.
I mean, like, it's crazy. It's the same, you spoke there about having your lunch while you're on your holidays for 15 euros, and it costs you maybe 30 or 35 here. Of course, there's people in the middle. But you can nearly take it apart and see what is it. Obviously, and I wouldn't...
Well, straight away, they'll blame the wages. But there is a minimum wage now.
No, the wages, forget... No, yeah, but don't... Look, the wages, believe you me, you go into any restaurant, you ask any young fellow going around with as a waiter or a girl, what they're getting.
Minimum wage.
And, you know, you'll say, Jesus, you're in your own mind, you nearly have it in the dole. Do you know what kind of way?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, wage. Like...
Yeah.
For, even at minimum wage, because they don't get... Right, they don't get the full week as we see. They get a few hours in the evening, a few hours in the morning, and there's no contract. They keep switching them, so there's nothing solid about what they have in any shape or form.
You're right, there's very few people in the restaurant trade, Dennis, working a full 39-hour week, even if it is the minimum wage. Very few.
No, there's another side of this. And I have been told this by retailers, and when I say retailers, I say franchisees to a lot of the top retailers out there, the chain groups, they call it, right? And they have come to me and told me, because of their links and the contracts they have with these people, that they cannot go down to the warehouse and collect their product and bring it back to their shop. If they deal with them, they have to allow them to deliver it. And they're charged a huge amount to get their product delivered. It's absolutely crazy what they're charged to get the product delivered to their door. They have to sell about 95% of what they sell in the shop in accordance to what the chain group will sell them. I have guys telling me that on a Friday night, because they know there'll be nobody around, they might pull out drinks, they might, or in the sense of soft drinks, maybe chocolates, maybe stuff that they bought. And one guy told me that the profit he'll make out of that, the only thing it does is it helps to pay the staff at the weekend.
Yeah.
Because if he was to stay 100% within the group, he couldn't.
If the farmer isn't making money, then sorry to cut across the job, but I'm a bit soaked with time.
Yeah.
So if you're not making money at the farm gate, right, and the restaurant says it's not making money, who is? Yeah.
Well, and I'll leave you with this. We have organisations in this country, food chain or groups, who actually have people employed on a daily basis to invest the profits they're making. Now, it's like, you know, in Anya Lawler on Sunday night, she made a comment that the English supermarkets look on Ireland as Treasure Ireland. And I spoke to the CPC in England, and they tell me the same thing. They can't understand the profits that are being made in Ireland. They just can't understand.
Tesco don't reveal theirs.
Tesco
don't reveal theirs for Ireland.
Well, don't ask me how the CPC... The CPC were very anxious to speak to me about Tesco in this country. Very anxious, because of what I had.
Be careful, I don't say anything that would get us in trouble.
No.
All that we do know is that they don't reveal their profits for Ireland.
But what I'm saying to you is this, that look, there's people as we are sitting here this morning wondering will they be able to put a dinner on the table this evening. That's factual. We
and
know
there
that.
And people producing quality products at the farm gate.
At the farm gate.
Right.
And the other people at the end of the scale are investing their millions tonight. Right. I mean, what's wrong? What's wrong, PJ?
Something's
wrong. What's wrong is our governance is wrong. Our CPCs are not working. There's no doubt about it that we need big change and we need it fast.
All right. I'm going to leave it there, Dennis, for no reason other than time. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Dennis O'Callaghan of the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association.
Cork's 96 FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.